Ellie Jigler?
I don't know.
Okay, that's great.
What's the best strategy to save the planet?
Spreading love? No, that's not going to save anything, bro. Everything's going to die. I'm sorry. That's pessimistic.
Having fun and letting go of negativity?
That's good, like, but that's not going to save the planet. It's nearly impossible. Yeah, that's what I would go.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acra
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing. WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, we got another testimony.
Hello,
God.
Hello,
hello,
hello, talk God.
To
me. I feel you in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off. This ground is holy.
So I say,
holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, God. Hello.
When I see a brand new day. It's
hello, God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Lord, I'm calling and I can't seem to get through. Yeah,
so
Father, feel my soul.
Calm down.
Cause the world turned cold.
Fall down
on your knees and pray. Lord, we humble ourselves and say,
holy, holy,
yeah.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy.
Take your shoes off. This ground is holy.
So I say,
holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy.
You're holy.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I am back from the birth.
morning. Hello, God. Hello, 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 Randall Martin. Hello, hello, Bright Siders. Hello, supporters and sustainers and partners and visitors. Hello, hello, hello. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it is right here on WGXC with me. I'm not alone. I got Father, Son, Holy Ghost with me, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. Brother Randall, how are you this morning?
I am doing well on this windy Sunday, and good morning, Bright Siders.
I'm telling you, it is a windy, windy night, a windy morning. I heard that wind. I just want to bear witness and give God praise and glory and thanks. My front yard, my backyard, my side yard, it all looks a mess. But I had to do something about the front yard yesterday, okay? Going to physical therapy, got this sprained foot, doing all this stuff, but I needed to make it look a little bit more decent. I remember when I moved in, I could knock the front out, the back out, the side. I could knock that out in a couple of minutes, couple hours at the most. I think I was out there almost 3 hours just trying to do the front. I fell so much on my steps. If my neighbors saw me, they'd be, oh my goodness, this poor woman. I was sitting down every time I got a chance. But let me tell you, 10 minutes after I came in the house, the rain came down. Come on here. The wind started blowing. I was like, thank you, God. I saw the clouds rolling in. I saw it was getting a little darker, but it was getting to be about 6 o'clock. I think I started around 3. It was around 6 o'clock. And I had just done the front part of the front part. Oh my goodness. But hello, God. Thank you, Lord. When I heard that rain and that wind, I was like, thank you, God. So I don't know what it looked like out there this morning, but I did my part yesterday. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, thank God, you know, because all those tornadoes are happening and we're just getting a little touch. I don't know if it's the same system or not, but we're just getting a little touch of the wind and rain. But there's so much devastation around. We have to count ourselves blessed that, you know, that our houses are still standing.
We have to acknowledge that, bro. Well, among people, we are very blessed and we don't take it for granted and we don't take it lightly. And we say, thank you, Lord. Lord, we know we are very blessed. Thank you for sparing us. And we do pray, then, and will continue to pray for those who are less fortunate than we are. Thank God for the helpers. Thank God for the responders. Thank God for the ministries and organizations and agencies that respond when there's crisis and disasters. And you know, we had conference last Saturday for pastors and ministers and lay leaders where emergency management came out and told us about all of the work and support that they do, the collaborations that they do, and how we can get access to information and resources for preparations for crises and disasters. And it's just a good thing to know the work that is getting done here in Columbia County and elsewhere, the counties around. I think Columbia County is a leader in this area. So we thank God for that. But God has truly spared us, shined on us, and we are grateful. We don't take it for granted. We say, hello, hello, thank you. Amen. Beloved, listen, we got music for you. We got music for you. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to get on our roll. We have 7 songs back to back, 29 minutes of uninterrupted music. We have One Moment from Glory. Miss Yolanda, have we just One Moment from Glory? Our music going to start playing. Yes, you're going to get a little taste of glory this morning. God is. That goes way back, beloved. Miss Brother James Cleveland, and I've been singing that song all week long. You've been good to me. Zacardi Cortez. Adulting. Yes, beloved. Let's grow up in this thing. Mr. Jonathan McReynolds. My Life. James Fortune, Satisfied, Miss Evie McKinney, and My Best Friend. Hallelujah, Brother Mayo. After that, beloved, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Here we go. Let the music play. One moment. Glory.
Would you ever dare to believe you were made for so much more? Dreaming was a luxury that you could not afford. If you had the chance to see what's behind that closed door, your worries would all be erased. So no matter how dark the night, know that you were created to fly. See the flowers grow when they dance in the rain, and new life only shows after a mother's pain. So you gotta be strong. You're too close to your change, and soon the whole world will know your story. Don't give up your one moment from glory. Glory. Don't give up your one moment from glory. Remember to guard your heart from the voices you hear, ones of negativity and reminiscing of fear. Whenever you feel alone, know that God's love is near. You are not the mistakes that you made. So no matter how dark the night,
We've all faced adversity. We've all endured pain. But one thing we have to remember is the darkest times make for brighter days. Even in the darkness, I will always thank God for how good He's been to me.
Something when I woke up this morning, what I'm overwhelmed by is exactly what I wanted. Adulting ain't easy, even when you're happy. The work to maintain it can still make you crazy. And I'm not quite sure what it's all quite for, but maybe one day I'm gonna finally learn that some things just ain't worth stressing about. I'm gonna pray and I doubt that my God can work it out. work it out, hey. I'll take care of what I can. I'll leave the rest in his hands. Trust that God can work it out, yeah. These shoes I'm trying to fill up, it's enough to make me give up. I see them pointing, don't want to disappoint them. Adulting's an honor, but so many problems. I bet if I list them, I could make an album. You know it's just like me to turn issues into an anthem. But one day I'm gonna finally write something. Just ain't worth stressing about. I'm gonna pray and I doubt that my God can work it out, yeah. I'll take care of what I can. I'll leave the rest in his hands. And trust that God can work it out, yeah.
Nothing's impossible, but they can't stop us. Now I'm adulting in this purpose circus. Huh? You see, we clean now. With dirty south, they see we mean now. Humbly flat face, see we bow before the Father and the King of Kings. Heavenly Baba, you see everything. We just let the praises ring. Make Renault's a big window to pour a blessing out when I'm aching in the middle. Watch me pray a lot harder. Listen to the Spirit move smarter. You made my heart, I keep the guard up. Yeah, adulting ain't free, it's easy, ain't breezy. Still, you're the God of every situation, get the hard stuff. You gave me life, I give it all up. Yeah, adulting ain't free, but easy, believe me.
You're listening to WXT 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're here with me on WXT. Listener-supported radio for open ears. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. And that was Mr. Jonathan McReynolds with Adulting. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul after My Life Satisfied and My Best Friend. I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Just believe my life still means so much to God. I just believe my life still means so much to God.
Listen.
The times that I felt worthless, you still gave me purpose. When I wanted to give up, you lifted my head up. And when I needed a safe place from the things I was afraid to face,
God,
you were there to remind me,
yeah,
that my past was behind me and my destiny was still ahead of me.
So now
I just believe my life still means so much to God.
He sees me.
I just believe my life still means so much to God. So much love surrounding me, it still wasn't enough. But your love filled the void and was there to hold me when times were tough.
I was still
fighting the urge to end this life. You reminded me of why I needed to fight.
You still had plans for me.
My mistakes, they don't define me. I know that there are plans that I can't see.
I can't see it, but
I just believe my life still means so much to God.
After all I've been through,
I just believe my life still means so much to God.
After all I've survived,
I just believe my life still means so much to God.
I'm still here, so
I just believe, yeah, my life still means so much to God.
Can I talk to you? I need you to know that your life matters, that you're here for purpose. You're not an accident. tell depression, low self-esteem, all those negative thoughts, the pain of rejection. You've been struggling in silence. You're not giving up on life, feeling like you're worthless. Now tell your future.
Up tomorrow and everything I had was gone. If a storm full of sorrow tried to take the wind out of my song, I would stand in the wreckage with the peace I can't explain. 'Cause if the world didn't give it, then the world can't take it away.
not one moment have we ever been apart. When no one is around, you are there. Yes, you are. Through all my ups and downs, Lord, you were there. Jesus, you're the best friend, the best friend I've ever had. Woo. Yeah. You're my favorite company, oh Lord, oh, oh. When I'm with you, there's no other place I'd rather be.
Lord, yes. Do I have a witness? Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. I heard somewhere along life's way that, you know, if you have a friend, then you have found favor. Many people don't have friends, and some people may have a couple of friends, but Lord knows I found that I've been blessed with friends and good friends and some faithful friends, some fickle friends and some frenemies. But I tell you the truth, Jesus is the best friend I've ever found. I know I have a witness. He sticks closer than any other, than a mother, father, sister, brother. He is with you thick and thin. He knows us from the crown to the sole of our feet, inside out, and he does not turn away. Oh, he's my best friend, beloved. Yes, he is. Thank you. And a shout out to all my friends, sister friends, brother friends, good friends. But y'all know Jesus is the best friend we've ever found. Well, beloved, listen, I want to share with you these few moments that I had. This letter, this article that popped up on my phone yesterday, it was a letter, an article, a sermon. I'm not sure what, but it was by the Pope. Yes, the Pope. I sent it out to a few friends and I said, look, I'm not Catholic. I'm still AME. I'm still, you know, Christian all the way, core, hardcore, amen, Protestant Christian, whatever you want to call, non-denominational Christian, however you want to say it, but a follower of Jesus Christ and a lover of God and lover of humanity and all those great things. And I give snaps and claps. This article that I read yesterday, another one that accompanied saying, well, I'll talk about that on Tuesday on our Tuesday show in our Hot Topics, but I'm going to get back to this. Don't be an elegant Catholic, he wrote. And I would say, and he says it all in the article, don't be an elegant Christian. I would say be a triumphant Christian. Yes, don't be an elegant, be a triumphant one. And so the Pope is talking about, he said, if Jesus did not enter your life, it did not change. And that we can be Christian only from the outside. We can be Christian only from the outside. And he broke it down. He said that elegant Christians, it happens when we focus on being a good person. We focus on, I'm a good person. I don't commit major sins. But instead of allowing Jesus to truly transform and change our lives. He said, every one of us thinks, I'm a religious, I pray. I try to obey the commandments. I do church things. But the Pope asked the question, where is Jesus in your life? Have you encountered Jesus? Have you spoken to Jesus? Do you remember who Jesus is? This, the Pope says, is something we often lack. A Christianity, I would say, he said, not without Jesus, but with an abstract Jesus. No. When Jesus enters, everything changes. Has your Christian life changed? Beloved, that touched my heart. You know, I grew up going to church and you know, but my life wasn't changed. I showed up on Sunday, did what I wanted to do Sunday night through Saturday night, and then showed up again on Sunday. Oh my God, hallelujah. But when Jesus came into my life, when I realized that I needed a person, relationship with Jesus the Christ, and when I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to let you lead me, I'm going to follow where you lead, my life changed. And beloved, I know there are some of you out there who can testify. There are millions and billions of millenniums who can testify, and then there are those who are needing that change today. And I just want to say Jesus is the one who can change our lives. I was having a conversation yesterday and just said, you know, we can teach people and we can talk to people, but then we just go back doing the same thing the same way. I said, yeah. He said, but well, how do we change that? I said, the Christ. I said, the Christ. Jesus Christ, he comes in, he can change us from the inside out. Today is Palm Sunday, beloved, the start of the Holy Week in the Catholic and Protestant Christian traditions. We remember today, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, a symbol that Jesus came in peace to seek and save the lost. I wish I could talk about how imperialism and colonialism co-opted and corrupted the message of Jesus Christ. He came in peace. Amen. His entry into Jerusalem that day was a revealing of his identity as the Messiah. And in Zechariah's prophecy, a fulfillment to tell the city of Zion, your king is coming to you. The people were following Jesus because they believed he was their king. They were following him because some of them had heard about the resurrection of Lazarus. And they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, expecting that Jesus was going to overturn the corruption in the Roman Empire. But Jesus came to be a different kind of king, beloved. He wasn't interested in taking over Jerusalem or taking over Rome like the crowd wanted him to. He came as a king to establish his kingdom in the earth. And as he entered Jerusalem, beloved, it says in scriptures that he wept. He wept because he knew the people were missing the message. He wept because he knew that today they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, but by the end of the week, they'd be saying, Crucify, Crucify. Beloved, his entry and his story and this entry story for us is a reminder that we don't do what we do as believers and followers of Jesus Christ for public accolade and honor and platitude. No, we do it as citizens of his kingdom. We live our life in citizenship, dual citizenship, triple citizenship, citizens of this world, citizens of the United States, citizens of the kingdom of Christ, hallelujah, that has preeminence over it all, but who changes us so that we live peaceably in all these kingdoms. Beloved, this is Holy Week, the passion of our Christ. We remember and we celebrate and we commemorate. And so, beloved, the question is, hallelujah, are you in a triumphant Christian today? Hallelujah. That's the goal. And that's the glory. And this is my story, beloved. Hallelujah. And my spiritual social commentary for today on Palm Sunday, 2023. Yes, beloved, we're here with the music. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. He laid his hands on me. Yes, he did. We're going to have that song sent to us by Brother Godfrey Golden today. Well, there are many versions, but he laid his hands, beloved, because when he comes in, he does change things.
It's all right if we just teach your old hymn right quick. Everybody clap your hands. My Church of Christ Holiness family, you know this one. Everybody clap your hands. This for you, grand lady. Oh, just say this. I'm so glad the Lord done laid his hands on me. I'm so glad the Lord done laid his hands on me. I'm so glad the Lord done laid his hands on me. I'm so glad the Lord done laid it. Everybody's head now.
I'm so glad.
Don't you know that?
The Lord done laid his hands on me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad.
Say the Lord done laid it. Everybody's head now.
I'm so glad.
Oh,
the Lord done laid his hands on me.
Oh, yeah.
So glad.
Lord done laid
his hands on me.
Listen, well, don't Satan thought he had me fast.
Lord done laid his hands on me.
But God broke his chains and I'm free at last.
Lord,
well, I really do believe I got a right to shout.
Lord, the ladies hands on me.
For the devil and his works have been cast out.
Lord, the ladies hands on me.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Don't you know the Lord, the ladies
hands on me. I'm so glad.
Oh, oh.
Lord, the ladies
hands
on me.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Oh.
Lord, the ladies hands on me. I'm so glad.
Oh.
Lord, the ladies hands on me.
Listen, what I never shall forget that day.
Lord, the laid his hands on me.
When Jesus washed my sin away.
Lord, the laid his hands on me.
I'm just as happy as I can be.
Lord, the laid his hands on me.
My sins are forgiven and my soul is free.
Lord, the laid his hands
hallelujah.
On me.
Hallelujah.
So glad.
Don't you know the Lord? Come on, you got it now. Everybody say, I'm
so glad.
Say, Lord, the laid. Everybody say, now. Yes, he did.
I'm so glad.
Lord,
the Lord done laid his hands on me.
Now listen here. Revelation 12:11 teaches us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So listen, I need you to testify. I need you to testify of all that the Lord has done for you. Has he healed you, saved you, delivered you? Has he set you free? Hold on a second. Come on, say,
he laid
his hands on me.
The Lord done laid
his hands on me.
Ooh,
he laid his hands on me.
Well, the Lord done laid
his hands on me.
When I was bound,
he made me free.
When I was lost,
he found me.
He gave me life.
He
beloved, you're looking at a miracle. Well, you're listening to a miracle anyhow. Oh, my God, he's the miracle worker. I want to say happy birthday to all you April birthdays, all you April birthdays. And I pray that, you know, this next revolution around the sun will give you joy and health, peace and prosperity as you make this journey with the sun. Remember, beloved, no matter how gray the day, how heavy the clouds may be, how dark the sky, the sun is still there and the sun is still here, the sun is still shining. The light of Christ lights the way. There is a bright side somewhere. So you hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Want to also acknowledge that this week is Passover begins. Yes, Passover begins on Thursday. And the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, we remember that some deranged person, deranged people, if you go with the conspiracy theories, thought that by putting a bullet in him, that they would kill him and silence his voice, silence his message, and all it did was amplify. Hallelujah. Thing with Jesus, beloved, they thought if they got him on that cross, they would silence his voice and silence his message, and all it did was amplify. That's the word for the day, amplify. All right. Listen, I hope you have a blessed week. Good Friday is on Friday. Moron, what made it good? They hung him high, stretched him wide, but he died for you and for me. That's what makes it good. Good Friday. I hope you have a good week. God bless you. Remember never to forget. God loves you. I love you too. Walk in power and walk in peace in your heart and your soul, and the Lord will be with you, keeping you wherever you go. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out, but we got one more song. Yes, we do. And that song is titled Bigger, Mr. J.J. Hairston featuring Travis Green and Denisha Ballard. Be blessed, beloved. God's got something for you. It's bigger. Amen.
Then just chill. But if you believe it for a promise from God, lift your hands and receive it. Come on, receive it.
I believe.
Every word you say.
And I receive.